There you go. You're able to see a lot of templates here. For example, it starts with Salesforce. So for example, if you need to copy new Salesforce account to comment at a model customer organization, you can do that easily using this template. For example, you're a Dynamics CRM user and you want to copy Dynamics CRM contacts to the common data model, you can also do that easily. Not only this, but it also has a lot of extension, and for example, if I want to connect Box with my OneDrive, I can do that easily. So these are the powerful connectors out of the box available with the Logic applications. For example, if I just want to, if you approve a new file in SharePoint, move it to a different folder, you can do that as well. Whereas if you want to connect Twitter with Slack, or maybe if you want to connect your Instagram with Twitter, you can do that quite easily. Whereas if you want to save tweets to the SharePoint list, why not? It's a good idea to do that. For example, the out-of-box connectivity that is provided by Twitter to share your tweets to Facebook, if you don't like that and you want to do that with your Logic applications, you can do that as well. Not only this, but you have a lot more templates as well. For example, you want to email someone and you want to use Office 365, you want to use Dropbox. Whereas if you want to consume any of the HTTP requests, or want to get the response, or perform any kind of HTTP request, you can do that. HTTP Swagger is also available there, and even the webhooks are available there to do kind of stuff. Whereas if you want to get daily reminders emailed to you, so you can also do that. Whereas you can send an email when an item is in a SharePoint list is modified and things like that. Even now you're able to integrate that with GitHub. For example, if there's some new issue that is assigned to you, you want to get that and get notified to that, you get an email for that, and you can easily do that. For example, there is another scenario. For example, I have my two accounts. Number one, the one I'm using officially, that is provided to me by Office, which I'm not allowed to have on my mobile phone because that's my personal device for some security reason for some days, just for example, not really. So what I can do is that, let's say I just want to read the emails offline and I want to just come up with some of the idea, and my Office email is on Office 365, so what I can do is that I can just get the email, receive the emails and from Office 365, and then just send the email to my Outlook account, or maybe Live account, or maybe any of the other accounts that's available at this box. So, which means a lot of functionalities are there, and I can do some amazing stuff using these out-of-the-box connectors and the Logic applications. In the next video, we're just going to discuss about some of the connectors, and we'll start with the Blank Logic app.